Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. We have internet on our computers, phones, tablets, emails zipping back and forth, exchanging information, podcasts to listen to, social media to share with. Wow, for an era where people are supposedly so informed, they hurt an awful lot of the time, don't they? Yep. So why is it, with all this knowledge, our culture experiences so much chronic pain? And is there anything we can do to fix it? Well, firstly, I believe our extended community has a love-hate affair with chronic pain because they enjoy the benefits of ignoring and numbing the true reasons behind it, meaning you can take medication to alleviate symptoms and have to change nothing about how you got to where you are. And secondly, yes, there is a way to remedy the chronic issue naturally, but it won't happen in a single pill, a single healing session, or a single piece of organic fruit. If not yourself, I bet you know someone who has chronic pain, which is any pain lasting more than 3 months. This can be physical or emotional pain, and when you think about it, it's probably a true epidemic. Why does pain become chronic? Well, I believe it's a result of ignorance, be it purposeful or not. You experience pain because your body is trying to communicate with you. It's waving a red flag to get your attention to say something's wrong. When it becomes chronic, it means you've either ignored or numbed the signals. Yet your glorious body hasn't given up, and with the pain, it thinks, hopes, and wishes you'll soon right the ship. Sure, I know everyone's different and that there are varying situations which result in chronic pain. For example, there can be some misfiring in your body's wiring, which may cause pain, but that's still a signal that something's wrong, and you need to listen, and lovingly. Why don't we listen? Because a generation or two ago, doctors became the utmost authority on health. Everything they said was absolute truth, which is definitely not true. Now, don't misunderstand, I'm not against doctors, especially those who have a heartfelt intention to truly help people heal, as opposed to just band-aiding symptoms. Medical practitioners are a well-educated and extremely helpful part of our society. We need them for sure. But people have become so dependent upon doctors, they've ended up losing that innate trust, confidence, and connection between their minds and bodies. They've stopped listening to their bodies in favor of a doctor's visit. I've even heard people detest their body for the pain it's putting them through. They verbally abuse their body, which is a shame, because you probably know what I think about self-talk. I don't understand why you would despise the very house which envelops your soul, because it's just trying to tell you something's wrong. What a pity. But I digress. So, really think about this. Who knows your body better than you? No one. Not even your doctor. Your doctor can't feel what you feel, can't assume to know all aspects of your life which are contributing to the issue, doesn't always have the time to delve deep into problems when they're already hours behind with appointments. Only you, my beautiful friend, can truly listen to your body, to what it's really saying, and take the right steps to heal. Of course, depending on how numb you've become to your own self, you might need some help to learn how to listen to your body. I mentioned in my previous blog post a book called The Secret Language of Your Body, which can do just that. Or perhaps you'll learn healing yourself or entrust a natural healer to help decipher the deeper sources of your pain. But you're here right now with me, so let's not leave this meeting without taking some positive action. Firstly, take your finger off the mute button. That doesn't mean I want you to pretend like you like your pain. Just listen, feel, and think about what the pain is and where it's coming from, instead of heading straight for the medicine cabinet. Next, do a little stock take of your life. Now, that might sound silly to some, but I'm serious here, I really am. Unless you've broken your leg skiing, pain doesn't always come from a single source. So review the following areas. Your diet. If your diet doesn't include a good balance of fresh fruits, vegetables, natural fiber, protein, and vitamins, as well as clean filtered water, then you'll struggle to rid yourself of any type of chronic pain naturally. You need to give your spiritual house the right foundations before you can start to heal. And I'm not saying to go extreme and throw out Friday night pizzas. I'm saying your body's health will reflect itself as what you eat most of the time. Next, your activity. If you don't do some level of healthy exercise each day, something which picks up the pace of your breathing and stretches your body, then your chronic pain has just scored another goal. This isn't about doing a triathlon. It's as simple as a walk through the neighborhood. How else is your lymphatic system going to drain toxins if you aren't moving to pump them out? Yes, I know you can do dry brushing, but that only goes so far. We are creatures in motion. When we stop moving, things start getting dark. Now the next bit is your emotions. If you're stressed at work, aren't happy with your relationship, feel stuck in life, or have any other variety of emotional stress, then you're giving chronic pain fuel to burn. Of course, everybody experiences some level of negative emotion from time to time, like disappointment, upset, frustration, stress. But holding on and internalizing those emotions once felt can create and even be the total cause of disease. So let them go. Now this last bit is all about awareness and balance. Things in life don't always go perfectly. Sometimes you have lazy days. Sometimes you have your cake and eat it all too. And sometimes you just feel blah. But becoming aware, then striving for the right balance for you in all those areas I just spoke about is what your daily goal should be. You might not hit it every day or even every week, but I simply ask you forgive yourself and try again. You have a glorious gift. And you know what it's called? The very next moment. So how does this all feel to you? Are you encouraged or unsettled? Are you loaded with excuses or inspired to be done with chronic pain? I'd like to know how you feel about my post today, so please comment below. Namaste, my friends.